We're friends, you and I. And that's all anyone else knows. And that's all they need to know. No one even questions the idea of us being together on the road for 12 hours. It makes sense for you to come with me, after all. We're heading back to where we both grew up. We just happened to plan our family visits at the same time. To save money, and to have someone to share the driving with. Well, that's the story we tell others. And maybe that's what we tell ourselves, too. But as soon as you get in the car, we lock eyes, and something passes between us. Something palpable. We both know that we won't be able to behave ourselves. And it stops being about if something happens, but rather when. I can never forget the last time we slipped. I try to lose myself in boyfriends and one-night stands and make some other kind of new memories to replace this one. But there's no replacing you. And I'm done pretending. When I fuck them, I see you. I see you as you were that night at the party at your apartment. You were a little tipsy, but so ready for me. A shared look was all it took. We stepped away from the busy gathering, one of our friends noticing but not saying anything, just giving you a knowing smirk. We go back to your room and close the door behind us, you undoing your belt and pushing your jeans down, getting on your bed, face down, with a couple of cushions beneath your hips, impatient for me. I'm ready, but you hold your arms behind you anyway. I take your discarded trendy black belt and tighten it around your wrists until you whimper. I wet two fingers in my mouth and quickly slip them inside you. It was fast, too fast. But you came so hard, head down, biting your comforter with my fist entwined in your hair. And I waited for you to stop pulsing around my fingers. And a few minutes later, we were back in the living room, 30 seconds apart, as to not arouse suspicion. We texted the next day, innocent, friendly, "Ah, it was good to see you." Bullshit, just to prove that it was a purely physical need and nothing else. We're good at deceiving each other, I guess. But the void I felt later told me I was wrong, and I ignored it. We're only 2 hours into the trip when I start. We're talking about something that happened to you a week ago. Something banal. It isn't that important, but you like telling stories, and I do love hearing your voice. My hand rests on your knee. You pretend not to notice it, but you don't withdraw or push it away either. It travels slowly, so slowly, up your leg to your thigh. You stop talking now, looking at me with a hungry need. I smile slyly as you push your hips just as far forward as a seatbelt will allow. You want my hand there, and you want it now. But I won't go any faster. You're already breathing fast as my hand slips inside your track pants, just at the waistband of your briefs. I don't bother staying outside. I slide right in. I know you so well. And that includes your warmest and most secret places. You're leaking already, and close your eyes as my fingers close over your cock, my fingertips just grazing your balls. You gasp and you bite your lip as I slowly slide my hand up and down, my other hand still on the wheel. A little bit of this attention, and I barely have to move my hand at all. You're bucking into my hand, hard, with a death grip on my arm. You don't seem to care that it's broad daylight, or that at least two long-haul truckers have taken a peek at what we're doing. You just need to come. And you too, gasping and crying out, your body shuddering. I can tell that the orgasm took you by surprise, both in intensity and in timing. You sit there quietly for a few minutes, your breath slowing down. I even see hints of tears in your eyes. I'm worried that maybe I took it too far this time, but you give me such a smile, such appreciative and promising things, things I need. I take the first exit that suits my purpose. County Road 14. No services, no food. All I want is a place to stop because I need you right now. It's a lonely road. I drive about 500 feet from the highway, and then I pull over and park. I look over at you, my gaze demanding. And you yield to me, like you always do. We both get out of the car fast. We walk maybe 10 feet off the road onto the soft grass. Anyone could see us here, but we're beyond that now. Let them arrest me so long as I get to have you first. It smells like crushed clover. I'll never forget. And we can hear the drone of cicadas in the distance. You instinctively lie down on your back, looking up with me with adoration. Your hands are tugging at the hem of my skirt, drawing it over my hip. I haven't been this horny in years. I take hold of both your wrists and hold them over your head as I mash my hips onto your face. You've always been giving. Oh, other women don't appreciate it. They think it's wrong that you're so good at servicing them, tormented by the idea that you might be as promiscuous as they are. But I understand you. I like to give, too. I think it's beautiful. You gasp, and you whimper, and you groan, as you're pinned beneath me. My hands are entangled in your hair, guiding you. Oh, it feels so good. You gulp down the taste of me, swallowing deeply, looking at me in the eyes. You're telling me it's okay. I should use you. Fuck your mouth the way you know I like. I want that. But I want something else a lot more. I gently push your head back. You look up at me, licking your lips, wondering if you did something wrong, eager to make it right. You inhale sharply as I lift my hips off your face. I'm on top of you now, gentleness forgotten, my hands shoving down your pants. You're dripping pre-cum, and I imagine I can smell it, even though we're in the open. I need to take you inside me, now. Sure, you've had other women, and some have even given you what you needed at the time, but not the way I do. I thrust your legs open. You resist, but it's a paltry effort for form. I kiss your mouth roughly, feel your tongue dance with mine. I maul your neck, and you whimper, as if in fear. But we know it's not fear, is it? Oh, I lower myself onto you. You're hard and willing, and I don't go slow. You gasp and you cry out. I should be sorry for going so fast, but I'm not. I'm sorry for not going faster. And now I'm fucking you. And it's hard, but slow. And there's no anger in it. In fact, you put your hand on my face, and I can't help but look on you with love. That fucking word, love. But with you, it's true. I am fierce with you because I don't know any other way to be. I'm rough because that's what you need. What you've always needed. What you've always yearned for. But even as I pin your wrists above your head, hard enough to bruise, you say something. I love you. God, that fucking word again. But it's true, and I know it. I'm fucking you like you need me to, and I'm doing it purely on instinct. I'm so harsh with you, but there's no anger in me. Just pure pleasure and pure joy. This is a reunion, a real one, and long overdue. You look up at me, helpless in pleasure, and shout my name as you come. It's too much, and I follow. I swell and I pulse around you, over and over, for an eternity. As I do, your eyes pierce me at least as deeply as if I allowed you to penetrate me. I stop, releasing your wrists, kissing you passionately, but finally, something like a tenderness threads through my movements. We make out like a couple of love-struck teens. There, on the side of the road, I say something to you, and you nod and smile, tears stinging the back of your eyes. Things went farther than I expected. It was supposed to be just fun, but I just came with you inside me, looking deep into your eyes. Words were exchanged, and there is something else, too. A catch in my throat, in my chest. And when I try to pull away, you cling to me, and I realize that you felt it as well. We're trapped. The old smoldering attraction finally blossoming into a long-suppressed flame. It is too late now to put it out. And before either of us really thinks about it, I'm on my back, and you're on top of me. You've pulled on your pants, and I've straightened out my skirt. So, we're decent. But we briefly slip away together, into old memories and new dreams. I wake up to the sound of a car passing, and a soft breeze blowing your now unruly hair into my face. I am satisfied. I help you clean up. Well, as much as we can, with the tissues I keep in the glove compartment. We laugh about what a mess we've made, but you seem thrilled to have so much of you inside me. We get back in and drive back to the highway. We are silent, and you pass through relaxation into a deep sleep. Eventually, you wake and turn on the radio, keeping the volume low. I crack the windows a bit to wake both of us up, and we start talking again. Conversations about shared interests, old inside jokes. We don't pretend that it didn't happen. Our hands entwine often, and we can't stop touching each other. Your face is in a perpetual flush, and I can tell you haven't been fucked like that in a long time. I don't say it, but you know what a good boy you've been for me. How much I needed you. How much I craved you. You finally realize how much power you really have over me. It's frightening, but I'm glad that you do. We're getting close to home. It's not likely, but certainly possible, that someone could see us. If we wanted to maintain this facade, we should stop acting like this. Walk a certain distance apart in time and space. But instead, we drift together at every rest stop, every gas station, every restaurant. You leaning into me, my arm around your shoulders. Anyone who sees us will know that we're together. Maybe even that we just fucked. There's no other explanation for our closeness. I drop you off, and we share a long, languid, intense kiss before I help you bring your bags to the door. I say hi to your family, and they're thrilled to see me. We're old friends after all. I pull away, watching you in the rearview mirror, and I feel empty again. I'm looking forward to seeing my family, but I can't stop thinking about the return trip. But then, maybe I'm wrong. Perhaps there won't be a return trip. Not really. We got lost along the way, and there's no going back. I can see that now. Wherever we end up going, I'm content that we'll get there. Together.